Hey there. We at Blue Wire just wanted to take a second to thank you for listening to this podcast. We know everything outside is pretty scary and uncertain, but we're committed to helping you get through your day by talking about the sports and teams that you love most. If you're looking for more great podcasts to distract you, check out BlueWirePods.com. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the podcast and stay safe.
Blue Wire.
You're listening to the Raider Cody Podcast, the official podcast of RaidersBeat.com.
When you have great coaches, then after you have great coaches, you get great players, you have a great organization, and you tell them one thing. Just win, David.
You're going to get everything I got. Everything I got. Give me everything you got. Sure. Do it for the man next to you.
Let's go. Let's go, Raiders on three. One, two, three. Let's go get there.
We talk about rebuilding. How do you rebuild? I don't think that Gruden came in to rebuild. I think he came to set his roster on fire.
So what's going on, Raider Nation? Coming to you today with just a quick little banger here. Obviously, the NFL draft is wrapping up. I've talked about this, you know, way too many times already. We've covered all of our players. But one thing that I've kind of been skipping over a little bit is our number 12 pick, Henry Ruggs. A guy that I obviously love, but I don't think is quite, I haven't quite given him the attention that he deserves yet. And what we're going to do now is, I want to prove, obviously, that was a very, I don't want to say controversial pick, but the immediate reaction, was thinking, wow, Henry Ruggs the first off the board. So this is something that I couldn't quite discuss myself. I'm not a big college football guy. So joining me to prove this point with us, this is the senior analyst of the Touchdown Alabama magazine. This is Stephen Smith. Stephen, man, how you doing?
Doing well, man. Continuing to push through this time of social distancing, but doing well.
Good stuff, man. And for all you Alabama fans that are actually out there, Stephen has his own podcast called In My Own Words. That is, you know, four words, In My Own Words. And that's also, you can find it here on YouTube. I'm going to go ahead and just drop that link in the description. I know we got a lot of Bama guys out there. You know, we've had our fair share of Bama players coming out, you know, of course, even the infamous Ken Stabler, things like that. So I'll drop that link in the description, and you can also follow it on Twitter at In My Own Words. TDA. Now, Stephen, man, I'm glad to have you on, brother. This is something that's going to be great to break down because really the main question that, you know, I want to be able to answer here, that I want to be able to show our listeners is why he was the first wide receiver taken off the board, right? And I don't want to just ask you why he was the first wide receiver taken off the board because that's going to open up way too many questions. But we're just going to go ahead and open up all those questions, you know, in a better manner. So let's start. Let's check these boxes off, Stephen Smith. And the first one I think we can go ahead and check off is speed. Now, is there anything else about his speed that doesn't already speak for itself?
No, this young man has tremendous straight line speed, top end speed, breakaway speed. We saw it at the combine, 4.27 40. And one of the biggest components is, you got to outrun a defender, and you got to score. And, you know, Ruggs proved to do that more times than not in his career.
Yeah, no, 100%. So we're going to go ahead and check that one right off the box. And that's something, obviously, Raiders fans, we know we needed that. That's kind of the one thing that we were missing last season, was something to be able to take the top off the defense, open up everything else, open up things for Josh Jacobs, who, Steven, you're also very familiar with. But that's another topic for another day. Now, the thing is now, this is something, I guess, right off the bat that we need to kind of squash. And that's, whenever you see a speedy wide receiver, you automatically put this speedy wide receiver in this category. You know, you start thinking John Ross. Or for us Raider fans, we start thinking Darius Heyward-Bey. Or we think Tyreek Hill. And all those guys are you know, probably, you know, decent wide receivers. Obviously, Tyreek Hill's one of the best wide receivers in the league right now. But I seem to have this hunch that Henry Ruggs has better hands than the average, you know, typical speed wide receiver. What can you tell me about his catching ability and his hand usage?
Tremendous catching ability. This is a young man that measured in at the combine with 10-inch hands, but I saw a guy in his 3 years at Alabama, he never dropped the ball in practice. I mean, never dropped a football. It didn't matter if it was thrown perfectly, imperfectly, too long, too short, every single time, number 11, by the name of Henry Ruggs III caught the football. He had Stickum attached to his hands.
Let's go.
One of the other things I know about him, he attacks the ball with so much vigor. He's able to elevate a Bobcat defensive back despite him being smaller in size. He will go up and grab that ball. If the ball's in the air, I want it. I'm not going to let you get it. You're not going to beat me for it. He's got tremendous hands.
So he's a little bit of a dog whenever that ball gets up in the air. If it's a 50-50 situation, Henry Ruggs is going after it.
Henry Ruggs is going after it. I can recall about 10 to 15 moments in his career where I'm watching this young man just jump up against 6'2", 6'3 guys battling, and he's the one coming out with the football.
This is amazing, man. I'm excited for it. I'm ready for the 2020 season to get started. For all you viewers, make sure you subscribe to my podcast, of course, because this is going on both platforms. All the listeners on the podcast, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube, and the same for Stephen Smith. I'm going to be dropping it in the bio. Now, diving in a little bit deeper here, Mr. Smith, I'm going to tell you something. Whenever you play in a John Gruden offense, John Gruden is going to require his wide receivers, if he's going to be a number one, right? Whether that's him or Tyrell Williams, they're both equally number one wide receivers, most likely, in John Gruden's offense. If he's going to be a number one, man, Henry Ruggs has to do a little bit more than just, you know, be speedy. He can't just run down the field. What can you tell me about some of his, you know, short to intermediate routes, you know, things that are technical, things that you got to make the, you know, you got to shake off your defender, things that you can't just beat him with speed. How do you see him, you know, just how crafty he is?
He is extremely crafty and more crafty than what a lot of people give him credit for. I know people look at Jerry Jeudy, his former teammate now, the Denver Broncos, as the ultimate receiver in terms of route running, complete package. But when you watch Henry Ruggs, he's incredible getting off the line of scrimmage, beats press coverage. I go back and I watch the LSU tape from this past season. He put some moves and some combinations together on one Christian Fulton, one of the better coverage corners in this draft, and made Fulton look silly. And there were moments where, you know, if Tua Tagovailoa would have waited and looked a bit quicker at Henry Ruggs, there was a big play there. But there were about 5 to 6 times on the field where whether it was a stop-and-go route or whether it was a straight go or a skinny post, a bang 8 in or a post to the outside, Henry puts a move on Christian Fulton, turns that young man around. He is wide open. Tua was probably just looking at either Jeudy on a play or Smitty on that play. But Ruggs has a very, very proficient route tree.
I love it. Now, since you brought up Jerry Jeudy, I want to know just your opinion as a Bama fan. Obviously, it resulted with Henry Ruggs getting picked before Jerry Jeudy. Now, do you agree with that decision? If you're looking for just one wide receiver for your football team, no matter the need, are you taking Henry Ruggs over Jerry Jeudy?
That is so – because they both do different things well.
Yeah.
Now, honestly, I would take Jerry Jeudy because he loses that number one guy, that number one pristine wide receiver on the field. But just when you look at Henry Ruggs, there are a couple of things he does better. I didn't see a lot of Jerry Jeudy attacking 50-50 balls. He would go up and grab it, but just for Ruggs, when that ball is in the air, his eyes light up. That's my football. I didn't see a lot of that at times from Jeudy, though. With Jeudy, he can start and stop with a dime, tremendous acceleration burst. He'll give you that stanky leg and then cut back in the middle off of you. So there are a lot of things he did in terms of his route running. But for Ruggs, he's not only speedy, but he can run the routes and he just attacks the ball.
So I think that's going to confirm my thought all offseason. Jerry Jeudy is pretty much an Amari Cooper 2.0. Would you see that?
Yeah.
We're going to take this quick break provided by Blue Wire. And when we return, we're going to talk a little bit more about your future and what it's like to be a Raider. With currently no NBA, NHL, or MLB, you might think there's nothing to bet on. Well, you'd be wrong. Our exclusive partner, BetOnline, still has hundreds of events, games, and props to wager on. From their online casino to poker and blackjack, they're bringing Vegas to you. Missing the NFL? No problem. BetOnline has live daily Madden NFL 20 simulations you can bet on. You can still bet on Survivor, Big Brother, American Idol, stock prices, and even the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. All open 24 hours a day and all online. Go to betonline.ag and use promo code BLUEWIRE to join today and receive your new welcome bonus. BetOnline. your online wagering solution. Your order ships straight to your door in discreet packaging. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code BLUEWIRE. Again, you'll get your first order for free by using the promo code BLUEWIRE. You just pay $5 in shipping. BlueChew.com, promo code BLUEWIRE. 100%. That's kind of where I sat with it. I mean, excellent route runner. Fighting for the ball is one thing. Get him open. He's great. Has that footwork, that stinky leg that you're saying. That's kind of the Amari Cooper thing, too. That's good stuff. Now, obviously, whenever it comes down to play, I think Henry Ruggs suits the part. Now, also for something that I myself look in football players, you know, as guys that I want to be great Raiders. And this is something that now Mike Mayock and John Gruden stepping in. This is something, you know, we're looking for locker room guys. We're looking for guys that are hard workers, guys that are, you know, high character. And whether that's, I mean, last year's draft, the theme was high character players. We're trying to change the locker room culture. This year, it's still that, but we're also trying to get some dogs on the field. So hearing that, you know, hey, that's my ball up in the air. That's good. He checks that dog box, right? He can run the routes. He's not just a speed guy. He has hands. Now, off the field, the things that we're not going to see on Sunday, right? The things that we're not going to see on Sunday or possibly Saturday, of course, there's those rumors flying around. So those things that we're going to see on Sunday are great. Now, the things we don't see, his work ethic. What can you tell me about what Henry Ruggs does on the practice field or in the training room?
Works hard every day in that training room, getting extra work in. He worked hard with Mac Jones last year, with Tua Tagovailoa prior to the injury last year after practice, getting extra throws and getting extra routes, extra timing in. He was a glue guy in that locker room. And though the group of he, Jerry Jeudy, Devontae Smith, and Jamin Waddle were all competitive guys, they all cheered for each other. They all embraced each other. If Henry Ruggs did not get the ball, he would not pout. Nick Saban called him one of the best blocking receivers on this team. And wow. He was the guy that would turn around, take a guy out, bang, and helping his receiver get 15, 20, 30 yards down the field or even a touchdown. He would turn into a blocker on a run play. You know, if Tua was to pull the ball down and run, Henry Ruggs would go seek out somebody and take that guy out.
Let's go.
Only being 188 pounds. He's a tremendous blocker. He works hard on his hands, on his routes. This is a glue guy in the locker room. This is also somebody that is a great charity guy in his hometown of Montgomery, Alabama. He lost his best friend to a car crash in 2016. The young man, Roderick Scott, was like a brother to him. And even though Scott's family would always tell Henry it was not your fault, you had nothing to do with that, Henry carries that on his shoulders every day. And with every touchdown he scored, he honored Scott's memory. He commemorated Scott's memory, and he's even having a charity in honor of Roderick Scott. So this is somebody that's big in the community, in the Alabama community, in his home city of Montgomery, and a guy that on the field and off the field, this is somebody you want in your organization. He's a dog. He's a hard worker, but he is somebody that's going to keep that team together.
Now, is that what he's selling the shirts for right now?
Yes, that's what he's having the shirts for. The proceeds from those shirts will go to the Roderick Scott Foundation, but also he's also helping out in the southern Nevada area. With each purchase, he's feeding hungry families.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I actually purchased a shirt. I'm a guy that, you know, I should know what it's getting donated to, but as soon as I see it's for a good cause, I just take it for granted, and, you know, I just go and I just buy the shirt and carry on. So I'm going to go ahead, while I'm dropping your link to your podcast and your YouTube page, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to drop the link to these Henry Rugg shirts. I got one. They sell, I think they're supposed to ship in a few weeks. I think I saw sometime like mid-May. They sell two. For the Bama fans, they got the red shirt, and then for the Raider fans, he's got like the silver and black or the black and white. I forget what it is exactly that I got. You purchase that, and of course, like you said, all the proceeds go to this charity, and that's amazing. It's pretty sweet little HR with the third in the middle, with the three dashes. It's good stuff. So closing this thing out, like you said, off the field, great kid. Outside of that, do you have any last? I'm just gonna give you the floor. If you have any last comments that are sitting there on the tip of your tongue, what else? Last thing, can you tell Raider Nation about our guy Henry Ruggs III?
The last thing I can tell Raider Nation is whomever the quarterback is between Derek Carr or Marcus Mariota, they are getting a guy that's going to enhance them. Whether it's Derek Carr, he's going to enhance Carr even more. Whether it's Marcus Mariota, who's getting a second chance with the Raiders, he is going to enhance him. Ruggs is going to be in that film room, in that weight room, picking their brain. They'll be able to pick his. It is going to be a fine work of a poetry in motion on the field. John Gruden, Mike Mayock, and the Davis family, they got a great kid. They got an all-pro receiver.
Good stuff, good stuff. So, closing this thing out, Raider Nation, I'd like to thank, I'm sure everyone here, this is going to be premiering on YouTube. Make sure you guys type in the comment section. Give a big shout out and thank you here to Stephen Smith for pumping us up on our dude, Henry Ruggs, man. He was my guy. I mean, going into this thing, he was my early draft crush. He was the only wide receiver or the only really NFL player that I did a jersey swap on like 2 months in advance before the draft. I was ready for it. I love the speed. I mean, total Al Davis pick. Speed kills. This is like, you know, Cliff Branch 2.0 to us, you know, reliving the glory days. I mean, the perfect Raider player. So I'd like to thank you, Stephen Smith, for coming on here, pumping us up, getting us even more excited for him. And like I said, make sure you subscribe to this guy's YouTube channel. Obviously, probably a great podcast. I'm enjoying talking to you right now, so I'm not going to doubt any other content that you're putting out right now. So, good stuff, man. I appreciate it.
Man, absolutely. I appreciate you for having me on, man. Just continuing to stay safe and keeping all fingers crossed because we got to have football this season.
We got to have football, man. What are we going to do? I mean, the draft was nice to have. It was a little taste, but it was a little tease, too. I want to see some football on the field here in a few months.
Absolutely. I mean, we can't sit here and play Chinese checkers. I'm not down with that.
Good stuff. Stephen Smith, we're going to close this thing out. Raider Nation, we will see you guys later.